This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
It's been nearly 10 months since the Victorian government announced sweeping reforms to the state's rental tenancy laws and laws that would allow tenants in Victoria to keep pets regardless of their landlord's wishes will be introduced to state parliament this week. So we believe. But under current laws, landlords can include a no pets clause in any rental agreement. And the changes would give tenants the right to keep pets, provided they get the landlord's written consent first. And joining us on the line is Head of Prevention from RSPCA Victoria, Sophie Buchanan. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning.
Sophie, we understand we've got some of the highest rates of pet ownership in the world. We often hear about no pets policies when it comes to renting. Now, Tom and I are both dog owners, and we couldn't imagine being without our pets. Must create a lot of stress for those who are searching for somewhere to live.
Yeah, it really does. And you're right. Victorians in particular love their pets and love their dogs, which are often, both cats and dogs can be challenging when you're finding rental properties. But dogs often create a slightly higher hurdle when people are trying to find somewhere to live. We discovered when the issue first came up in 2016 and the government decided that it was going to conduct a review into the residential tax, 15% of the pets that were surrendered to us were surrendered because the owners couldn't take them to a new rental property. And that really concerned us because, as you say, a lot of people are really bonded with their pets. Pets are really bonded with their owners, and it creates huge stress and grief for everybody when people have to make a decision between the house they want to live in and the animal they love.
And unfortunately, in Melbourne and any capital city in Australia, we always don't have, if you've got family, one income, you don't always have a choice of where you want to live. It's basically the house you have to take in the area, price. So it's a shame that you would have to give your pet up just for a house.
That's exactly right. And the rental market is tough enough without adding this extra hurdle of having to make a decision about whether or not you can take your animal.
Sophie, from a landlord's perspective, do you think there's an argument that they want to protect their investment property from pet damage?
I think that there's definitely an argument, but damage from a pet's no different from damage from children or damage from any other activity that you might be conducting within your own home. Landlords are still protected by the law. If your pet or anything that you do in your home causes damage to the home, the landlord has a right to ask you to make that right or to recover the cost of the damage that you've caused. So that wouldn't change at all.
Now, that's really good to hear. So the Andrew government is seeking to push the laws through both houses before November state election, but faces opposition from the real estate industry, which claims that landlords will basically just flee the market. This sounds pretty dramatic. Do you think this will really happen, or they're just trying to, make a bit of noise?
Look, I've been a landlord myself and I've been a tenant. I can't see a circumstance where I would pull my rental property off the market because I was forced to accept somebody with pets. In any event, there will be some guidance provided to landlords and to tenants about reasonable reasons why a landlord could refuse a pet. I mean, the bar's going to be set a lot higher than it was, but there still will be options for landlords if they really are concerned about it. I can't see a situation where every single landlord in Melbourne is suddenly going to decide that pets are too much of a risk and that they're either going to sell or withdraw their property from the rental market.
Well, I mean, will this have, is there going to be guidelines? I also rent property out to people. It's a unit. You don't want someone up in a high-rise building with a Great Dane. So there will be limits to what type of pets that, live in where they live and,
Probably not a Great Dane, you're right. A greyhound maybe, though. And, it really depends, but that's as much about responsible pet ownership as it is about being a responsible landlord. And we do have a lot of information on our website about really making decisions about what sort of pet suits the lifestyle you live. And the lifestyle you live has to include the sort of home that you live in and your access to open space for exercising the animal and all of those sorts of things. So, again, I would say that this change in law doesn't change the responsibility of pet owners to take the needs of their animals really seriously.
Well done, Sophie. You just hit it on the head. It has nothing to do with laws. It has to do with if you buy a pet's for life and take responsibility for it.
Exactly.
That's it.
Sophie, there's only 4 parliamentary sitting weeks left this year. Do you reckon the government could run out of time?
Well, I think it's going to be a bit tight, yes.
Well, so we're yelling from here. We can see Parliament House. Pull your finger out and get going.
Yeah, we've been agitating behind the scenes for a while. Having announced it, we were really keen to see them actually act on it. But I'm glad that they have. I really hope they get it through before the end of sitting.
And I agree. Like kids can often do more damage. I mean, what does a pet do? They might wee, or they wreck the garden, which you can fix up. A few scratches on a door, maybe some fur to be vacuumed up. You know, kids can do a lot of damage as well.
That's right. And look, adults can do a lot of damage too. If they're crazy partiers and they decide to have parties in the house every weekend, well then, yeah, there's a whole lot of risks. And that's part of the risk of being a landlord. That's why you have landlord's insurance. That's why you have bonds. There are always risks when you allow a stranger to live in your home and pay you money for that.
Sophie, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Keep doing your good job out there, RSPCA.
Thanks, Sophie.
Thank you, we will. Bye-bye.
Sophie Buchanan, Head of Prevention from RSPCA Victoria.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.